I'm John Batchelor with Russell Shorto. The book is Taking Manhattan. The story continues the third Dutch-English War, and there's an enormous battle in 72, I believe, and we lose Richard Nichols. At the same time, it introduces the drama that will become the Glorious Revolution. Now, there's some twists and turns here, but remember, it's a detail that's important about how the English Protestants worried that James was vulnerable to Catholicism because of his mother. One day, and I believe it's, well, what the date of Charles II's death. Can you help me, Russell?
I'm sorry, the date of what, John?
Charles II's death. He dies. The,
1685.
Right. When the brother dies, James ascends to the throne, and therein lies the problem. And the whole of the island is now in anxiety that there's going to be another civil war, especially when the birth of the king's first child by his, I believe, French wife is a boy. And what does this mean to the English Protestants, Russell?
James is Catholic, and so the British populace has to swallow that. Okay, we have a Catholic monarch. Then the birth of a son means, oh my God, we're going to have another, we're going to have Catholic kings forever. So, and Catholicism was, you know, really anathema to the most British people. So that sets off this crisis within the colony or within the country that, that is very complicated. And the one way of understanding it is that a lot of people wanted, we have to get him out and we need a new king. The way English history has spun it, what happens next is they invited the Dutch aristocrat, the stadtholder of the Netherlands, Willem, to take over the throne. Now, invitation is a strange word to use for what was truly an invasion. So the Dutch and the English, of course, have had this history that we've been talking about for the past hour. They are often at one another's throats. And here is a moment when Willem strategically says, you know, I can take this. I can take the whole thing. So the huge irony in the whole story of the English taking of Manhattan and taking this Dutch colony, which is, after all, it's a little colony way over in North America that hasn't been developed too far. The big irony is that then in 1688, largely because of James's religion, the Dutch are going to take over England itself. So Willem becomes King William and his wife Mary, and that then precipitates this enormous infusion of Dutchness into English society. And that's what I was talking about before, the structures of by which the Dutch ran their empire. By this point, the Dutch empire is in decline, but they do this, you know, brilliant end around their longtime foe, the English, by taking over the throne of England.
Yes, and there is an invasion fleet. It's meant to intimidate. Did you say there were 400 ships? I don't remember how many it was.
That may be the number. And yeah, it was meant to intimidate, but it wasn't, you know, it was there were many people, leaders within England, who wanted this to happen. So it wasn't an invasion in the sense that two armies are going to clash. Willem needed to have this show of force, but there were enough people within England, within the English government, who wanted it to happen, that it was a bloodless takeover.
So let me make certain I have the twists and turns here, because again, Hollywood can't make this up. The idea is to take New Amsterdam. Why not? It's there for the picking, just as if we were raiding one of the ports in Africa for the slavers or for the resources. So they take New Amsterdam, and the Dutch lose out. And they lose out for several more times about their colonies and their outposts overseas. But then the Dutch take England? Is that the way to see this? The Dutch?
That's exactly right. I mean, the Dutch took England. And English history has never has never really, I think, come to terms with that. The English historian Lisa Jardine wrote a book a number of years ago basically making this case. She called it Going Dutch. And she's making this case to look around, you know, you should come to terms with the fact that the Dutch took us over and England was the better for it. I mean, the British Empire was able to do what it did thanks to having subsumed these Dutch ways of doing business.
I laughed when I came to that twist because I remember reading about King George III, the fellow at the center of the Declaration of Independence, about how he was the first king from Germany who also spoke English. George II and George I had been German speakers. And I thought, isn't that odd? Now it connects because of this takeover by the Dutch Republic. One more detail. You are the director of the New Amsterdam Project at the New York Historical and also a scholar at the New Netherlands Institute. Where can people learn more about that?
They can learn more about the New Netherland Institute at newnetherlandinstitute.org. And it's a great little organization that is devoted to translating and publishing the Dutch archives of this colony. The New York Historical, where I'm affiliated, is the storied institution on the Upper West Side of New York City that's been devoted not just to the city's history, but it's American history through the prism of New York.
And you're still turning up manuscripts and artifacts. You have photographs of finding things under in the excavations in Manhattan. So it's all still down there. Is that correct?
There's a lot. I curated an exhibit at the New York Historical last year. The centerpiece of which was, if you can see behind me, that's not the original, that's the Castello plan, which is in a library in Florence in Italy. And it included artifacts of Lower Manhattan, including a very rare, what's called an Mpungu, a collection, a West African collection of healing artifacts that was found outside the home, buried outside the home of one of New Amsterdam's leaders.
Taking Manhattan is the title. The extraordinary events that created New York and shaped America. Russell Shorto is the author, and I promise you know none of this. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.